Good.
This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:33 on a Friday at Ticket Stock. Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2026. Sean Bass, David Mino, Justin Montemayor, and our special P1 voter for this edition of the NIT break. Day one, P1, Paul, for beginning.
Paul in...
thank you for being here. Thank you for all your listenership
people
over
do
these
win.
30 years. Yes. And without further ado, we hand it to the hero for... What do we got in the hopper this week, Monto?
Well, Sean, as usual, we have six candidates here. We will vote at the end. We will go around the horn. Let's start with candidate number one here on the NIT break. He was on this stage a couple hours ago. It is one, Matty Beers. You're trying to fill 4 hours. You're not going to get everything right. And he had a hard time with this particular word.
I feel like Terrell should be in Terrell County, but if the city's name, the county's name first, and then they claim all the cities around it, and Terrell has to go to Kaufman to say, can we join your county?
I bet cities were first.
That is pretty sad. You're right.
But Dallas is in Dallas County.
It's a much bigger city.
Well, and Fort Worth probably is in Tarrant County. Whatever county.
And what? What was that? What was that?
I don't know.
Tyrant County?
Golly, Tarrant.
So why isn't it Fort Worth County?
Donovan had to get his point out there, but...
it's a good point.
Yeah. They,
Tyrant County.
Going for Tarrant County, and Matty Beer said Tyrant County.
I live in Tyrant County.
Yeah.
Tyrant County.
Yeah.
The 817.
That's right.
Any of the dry counties. All right, Matt McLaren of The Invasion is candidate number one. Up next here... This was also on The Invasion. We have a case of not listening.
Uh-oh.
It gets everybody.
Is that EA?
It gets everybody. No, this is not EA. This is another premier member of the ticket. This is... Wake up, EA.
Paul's got bits.
Wake up.
Great bits.
So this is on Lando.
Uh-oh.
So Lando, you know, he does an hour of The Invasion, and you'll hear they are talking about famous Rangers, and he missed a big one.
Love Nathan Eovaldi, and he's quickly climbed the
Rusty
list for
Greer
me.
Was up there for me. David Murphy, oddly, was up there for me. I just like the way he played the game.
I don't think there's anything odd about that.
Okay.
I really, truly don't. I think it will be a lot of different... answers to that same question. Because like you said, you have David Murphy, you have Rusty Greer. I don't know if those will top a lot of top fives, but then you'll have Adrian Beltre.
Go forward about a minute.
At the top. Because Juan Gonzalez was huge.
Yeah, Juan Gonzalez,
those
I loved him back in the day.
Yeah.
And, man, some of those guys, and I know like Rafael Palmeiro, I thought when Will Clark came here, that was really, really cool. Trying to remember.
Rusty
you know,
Greer. I mean, all of them. You guys said that?
Yes, as I just said.
Rusty Greer from Albertville, Alabama.
I thought you were doing a
what
bit.
What a horrible
I did too. I 100% thought he was doing a bit.
This is awesome.
What about Jeff Zimmerman? Did you say him?
No, we did. Okay. There we
Mike
go.
Vinifro.
All right.
He's trying to random hit Ranger his way out of that one.
It's not an all-timer because it was a minute or so past.
Yeah, it wasn't 5 seconds like Danny.
So if it's like right out, Danny would just be bam. Just not listening at all.
That ticker room is a plate-spinning act, so give
Lando you got break, Olympic right? updates.
Yeah.
Lando, do you have a defense for yourself?
Nope, I missed it.
All right.
Rusty plead Greer, guilty. See, I mean, it's not as bad.
All of them.
Rusty Greer, I mean all of them.
We need to have a baseball segment this summer called Rusty Greer, all of them.
I would love a weekly with Rusty Greer. That'd be great. Yeah.
Yes.
Bring that back.
All right, Lando is candidate number two. Up next on the NIT break, I believe he's here. It's Deddy.
Uh-oh.
Morning producer of the Morning Musers. He was in charge of the audio that George wanted, and he was not prepared.
Okay, here's one other... little bit of audio. On the other side is CeeDee Lamb, and he was on with Rich Eisen during the Super Bowl, and the Cowboys have all sorts of personnel decisions, and they've got to add a lot this offseason on the defensive side. There's no question about that. But we've asked that question. Did Brian Schottenheimer take a big step forward in establishing a culture here with this team? Did he change the culture in Dallas a little bit of what they are, what their identity is, how they're going to play? CeeDee Lamb thinks so, and he says it goes back to their very first team meeting.
Okay, George, you didn't send me this.
Okay, I thought that was on there.
Nope.
Yeah, I was like, where's George going with this?
You started, I looked at Tyler, I was like, did he send you something?
It's yeah, I did. It's right below the other one, essentially. So that's okay. We're running short on time. Maybe we'll hear it later in the show.
He said some nice things about Shotty.
He says nice things about Shotty. Yeah, maybe we'll play those later.
I'll give Daddy credit. There was no hang time. It was just right away. Like, and this is what he had to say. I don't have it.
Yeah.
You didn't give it to me. He did deflect, though, even though he
deflected, and he had a level of nervous laughter.
Oh, he had a bunch of nervous laughter.
Much
yeah.
Appreciate. So, yeah. Yes, definitely on Daddy.
Sorry. Dump that. He won. This is Daddy.
You got any more ham or are you good?
I was a classically trained singer.
She's 56 and gorgeous.
I am horny on Twitter. I'm also a fan.
That's
we have more,
the
too.
Daddy.
There's plenty more.
Oh, he's got a whole page.
Empty in the clip.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jacob Dedamore is candidate number 3. Candidate number 4 here on the NIT break live from Ticket Stock. I don't know who we put this on. Maybe just ticket engineering, even though I don't think they're at fault either. This was just a bad end to our Sunday morning show, Work in Progress.
I heard this.
We were on location last Sunday. We were out at Toyota Stadium, and the last 5 minutes of our show was a mess.
Uh-oh.
It sounded terrible. We eventually just had to take our headsets off.
And then we had a technical issue.
Thank you, Lando. And I want you guys to tell me after you listen to this, if this is not the worst vamping you've ever heard between a board op and ticker man.
Ooh.
There were a couple of where Micah mentions, like, oh, you know, when me and Dak were both healthy, we never lost or never didn't win 10 games in a season. Like, that's his big go-to of just, like, we won a lot whenever we were both healthy.
Uh-oh.
Killing my ears. We'll keep going.
Well,
are we on the air, Connor?
I can't hear you guys. No, it's just crackling.
All right, what happened? All right.
This is unbelievable.
Fireworks show.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Winter Olympics.
Yeah, Team Canada pouring it on over France right now, 8-2.
McDavid's got 9 points.
9 points in hockey, yes. 9 points through 9 periods. He sets the record for most points in a single Olympics.
What are we supposed to do
here?
No, it's just crackle, crackle, crackle. That's all it is. Well,
oh my God.
Let's go ahead and turn that down.
Yeah,
that's probably a good idea. 90 seconds
still
too
doing
late.
It over there. Play some Space People. You guys got me?
They come from space.
Oh, Lando is back. No.
This is unbelievable.
Slight technical difficulties. Just a slight.
I mean, this is what radio used to sound like, right?
Not really,
yeah.
No.
This is a throwback day. We're throwing it back to the 1950s.
Because 16 hours of Ticket Stock just isn't enough.
Who was that?
Was that the whole thing?
I mean, they had to go about to, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes of spots, but we had to call Connor and go, just go to break.
Just bring it down. Who was with Connor?
That was Ticker Man Cam.
Oh, Cam?
Yeah.
Okay. Cam LaFada. He's a pony.
Good dude.
Yeah, and they thought the best thing to do here is leave up the awful crackling sound as loud as it can possibly go.
Just in case it gets better.
Just in case.
And, you know,
maybe space people will drown it out.
You know who likes that the most? Ham. That's job security for Ham, because Connor's coming after his job.
I was going to say, so Ham could just pull the drops of the crackles and the fireworks.
Oh,
he could just,
we got that. because we had about 2 minutes left in our show, and we started to hear the crackles again, and it was Connor playing drops of it, so Ham got a taste of his own medicine.
See, we're lucky on the sweet spot. We have the Kyle Higashioka interview,
right.
So if we ever drop out,
yes,
we can just start hearing Higgy from 2025.
By the way, we can get an updated one next month.
That's right.
So you know what? We'll put that on Connor because he waited way too long to do anything.
That's fair.
All right. Connor, the board op, is candidate number 4. Ham, you are not safe. You are candidate number 5. He stopped down the hard line when they were on remote with his own drop.
I forget, like a month ago, is they had to tell Grok or whoever to stop taking everybody's clothes off because all of us as all of us as humans, once we hear we have AI, we see any picture of a woman and say, now
what would she look like naked?
Now take her clothes off or something like that.
AI says Sean Waltman invented the X chop.
The what?
An extreme non sequitur from Ham.
Oh, gosh.
Ham,
he just looked up AI and just dropped in whatever AI drop he could find.
Incredible.
Tomorrow we'll get to...
We're all looking at each other like, what is...
Speaking of DJ, just stroke out.
So, a play from the Mino Handbook. Play a drop of the producer,
yes.
Not on site.
Always the best.
And stop them down.
When they're on remote, just like, I'm just going to play something from Danny, and they'll just kind of move on.
So they're trying to figure out what the hell DJ's talking about, and Ham's giggling to himself.
And he said it so declaratively,
too. Yeah.
Like, he really had a point.
Guy says Sean Waltman invented the X-Chop.
And cool. That drop was from like a day ago.
I think
that
it was earlier
in the
show.
Talking about the DX move.
Sean Waltman. So Ham, stopping down the hard line,
respect,
is candidate number 5. Our last one here before we vote is Bob Sturm. Ooh. He is candidate number 6. He was trying to think of a word during E-News, and he gets upset when things stop down.
Wow.
That's very Kyrie of him.
Yeah, that's
so
just
cool.
What Kyrie does. It's like surfs GoFundMe and looks for a worthy cause and then just helps them meet their goal in one fell swoop.
God, wouldn't it be awesome to have... just $100 million and that's what you do at night?
Yeah, he says money doesn't feel like a burden. It feels like grace from the universe. And he says they also use their wealth to fund college scholarships for students from disadvantaged backgrounds.
Now, if you are the Batman, though, do you reveal you're the Batman?
Oh, you're saying that he shouldn't have said this?
No, I don't know. I just wonder how that works because...
Well, now someone's going to be finding
him. Or is it like a... what do they call it? Mimetic, like, well, you have copycats out there. You know what I'm talking about. Like, will this influence change on others? You don't have to lower the music, you jackwagon. It's called mimetic.
Mimetic desire.
Where you...
Mimetics.
You change your behavior because...
of somebody else.
Yeah, that, like L. Ron Hubbard.
I don't know. I'm sorry I brought up anything. Drop the music. Try to make a fake break out of it.
That's Dianetics, not whatever you're talking about.
It is.
Poor Bob.
He's just trying to plow forward best he can.
I'm just trying to do professional
word that means
PM drive.
No support.
And the show just comes to a complete halt.
Oh, man.
All right, there are your 6 candidates. Let's vote. Is it Matty Beers, the tyrant, not listening Lando? Is it Deddy, not prepared with the audio? Board op Connor, Ham's bad drop, or Bob, who can't
you
think?
Go first.
Yeah, let's start with our special P1 voter.
Paul has to go. Paul, let's go, Paul.
You have the first
vote. A lot of pressure on you.
Well, good morning, George.
Pretty dumb.
Exactly. How'd you know who I am? I'd vote for them a candidate number 1.
Maddie.
Yeah,
Maddie Beers.
Okay. Matt.
Maddie's got a vote.
Sean.
I'm going to go for Crackly Connor.
Mm. All right.
All right, and I'm also voting for
America.
USA!
Yeah!
USA!
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 Drink it, Glenn.
Hell yeah. Was that one of the Kachuk brothers?
No, I don't know.
Keith Kachuk, one of them.
All right.
Okay. We're distracted by hockey.
Hell yeah.
Mino. I like Firework Connor.
All right. Lando.
Cracklin' Connor.
Thank you, Tiny Lando. Ham.
Man, there
all right,
is.
That's another one for Connor. That's, okay. That's going to go ahead and be four for him. So, Bordop Connor wins this week's NIT break. I don't think he's ever won before. He is not. Congrats on your first.
Congrats, Connor. Thank you, Justin. And how about Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Give Paul a nice round of the hand. Great bits
that
from
man
P1.
Is a P1.
Paul.
P1.